You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Friday, the 5th of December 2025, a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.2%. We'll have the details with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management in a few moments. But first to AI, NEXTDC share standing out today, up by around about 3.2%. It comes as OpenAI launched a new program, which will see it partner with some of Australia's biggest companies to skill up Australians and also build key infrastructure. It's agreed to develop a $7 billion next generation data center with NEXTDC at a site in Western Sydney and will be a key tenant in the project. It is expected to be the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere and enhance security by making sure Australia has the capability to process sensitive computer work across government and business without the data having to be processed overseas. Now, the government says the centre has a sustainable design using wind, solar and batteries, while next generation features will not require ongoing potable drinking water for cooling operations. OpenAI is also rolling out an AI skills training program with CommBank, Coles and Wesfarmers, which will then be passed on to 1.2 million Aussie workers and small businesses, along with support for local startups. So to find out more, I spoke with Harry Morrow, a senior investment analyst at Loftus Peak. Harry, so firstly, OpenAI is stepping up its presence in Australia, launching a new initiative to support infrastructure and upskill Australians. You know, from what you've seen today, how significant is this announcement?
Thanks, Ricardo. I think this is very significant. I mean, with the data center alone, it's going to be the largest data center in Australia, but also in the Southern Hemisphere. Strategically for OpenAI, it obviously makes a lot of sense. They're going after the enterprise market and the consumer market. So if they can embed themselves within those enterprises early, that's obviously a good thing for them. But I mean, for Australia, it's also super important, right? Because I mean, you've seen the types of companies that are partnering with OpenAI, and lots of those are in heavily regulated industries such as healthcare and financial services. And so having that compute within Australia for low latency, but also data security is super important. And I think taking a step back, it also validates the opportunity that some of the large US semiconductor companies have been talking about. So you've got, NVIDIA, AMD and Broadcom, and Sovereign is effectively just local compute capacity being built up in countries like Australia for the purpose that I mentioned before in terms of latency and data security.
There was another word in the release today that caught my attention because everyone's talking about it, and that's productivity, right? Can AI, though, really lift productivity and how?
We think so. There's lots of anecdotes to it, but I mean, from CBA itself, right? Like a big bank. I think everyone that's listening to this probably would have been on a phone call for potentially over an hour trying to resolve a specific issue. This type of technology can help reduce the time, the wait times. And I think CBA was even saying that there was a 40% reduction in wait times for customer service. And so what that does is it frees up time for both the consumer, but it also frees up time for the business, which is kind of like a double hit of productivity, right? And so anecdotally, actually, and this is an interesting story, my best mate is a carpenter, and he was showing me, I think last year, the ability to kind of take a photo of a house, and then what he could do is kind of change the outward appearance of that house, the style, the paint, a bunch of different features on it to get a sense of what that might look like. And previously, that would have involved him going to a professional designer or, using or being experienced in image editing software, which he's not. So, I think there's lots of examples of how it can lift productivity.
To use AI, you need to be taught how to use it, right, basically. What role do you think corporate Australia will play in teaching their employees about the use of AI? Because what's interesting with this deal too is that OpenAI will join forces with the likes of CommBank, Coles, Wesfarmers to create, I guess, programs which will then be passed on to their employees and small business customers as well. So what responsibility do you think these large corporations especially have about passing on this knowledge?
Well, I think it's an interesting one, right? Because it's both top down and bottoms up in that, I think this is one of those ones where lots of people have had access to this technology, have experimented with it, and come up with super interesting ways to use it. And you know, often they will bring that to the workplace. And I think that experimentation is important and should be encouraged. But obviously, you've got that top-down force because companies obviously want you to use it in a specific way. There's appropriate ways to use the data, inappropriate ways to use the data. So I think it is probably both, you know, top-down and bottom-up. It's a two-way street.
You were mentioning earlier the huge data center that OpenAI is partnering up with and NextDC to build, the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. What do you think this says, though, about Australia's potential to be a regional data center hub at a time when investment in data centers, as we saw in the latest GDP figures, has really been boosting the economy of late?
Yeah, look, I think we know our advantages, right? We've got enormous advantages in renewable energy. We've got lots of sunshine and we've got lots of space. I think an increasingly important part of the mix is going to be, you know, renewables and batteries. I think that's something that's going to become much more prevalent in 2026. But it also shows that the Australian government is, you know, taking AI and the opportunity seriously. And, you know, on the GDP point, right? It's obviously boosting GDP now, but you know, if and you know, when it does end up lifting productivity, it should result in, you know, future strong GDP growth too.
It's Harry Morrow there from Loftus Peak. Let's go to the Australian share market now, where the S&P ASX 200 rose 0.2% to 8,634. Four sectors were higher, though, seven lower. The best performing, materials and financial. The worst, consumer discretionary and telco. Of course, it follows some pretty key interest rate decisions next week from both the Australian and US central banks. For that and more, I spoke with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management. Omkar, so the market's relatively flat ahead of some key interest rate decisions, both from the US and Australia. How are investors feeling about what we'll see next week?
So I think at the moment, the market is pricing in a rate cut next week in the US, and that's almost a certainty at this point in time. It is quite a diverging trend to what we're seeing in Australia, in that the US is now on a path of cutting rates, whereas in Australia, it definitely feels like we've paused for the time being, potentially hiking, but at least paused.
How is all this playing out on the share market? Because, for example, we've seen that gold price hit a 6-week high.
That's right. So I think it just creates a bit more uncertainty. And that's really what's driving gold this year. There's quite a bit of uncertainty in the economy overall, uncertainty in markets overall, although markets have gone up. And in a rate cutting environment, you do see a trend towards gold, given that it is an asset that doesn't yield anything. And so that naturally becomes a bit of a tailwind for gold as well.
Okay, a key corporate story that we're following today is that of NextDC, the data center operator, a big winner today following a deal with OpenAI, which will see it become a major tenant in our new data center in Western Sydney. What's your take on this space?
I think there's a lot of excitement and a lot of interest in this space. We've seen a lot of capacity going into data centers over the last decade, and we're probably going to see more of that coming. So it's more of the same. It is very much driven by AI and what's going on there. And so it's unlikely to slow down anytime soon. Yes, you can question the valuations of some of these companies and if that makes sense or not. But the reality is, it is a trend. We are seeing a lot more investment in infrastructure, which is ultimately data centers for AI, and that is likely to continue for the foreseeable future.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
So I think at the moment it pays to be selective. It always does. So rather than jumping onto the next hot trend, make sure you understand what you're actually investing in. And there's always going to be good opportunities, even in a market which has run quite hard. There's always some interesting opportunities in that environment.
That's Omkar Joshi there from Opal Capital Management. And he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for this week. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you next week.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.